That's our only...
With what? With what money? With what resources? How? What are we going to bomb them with?
We have to just nuke them. Like
the U.S. government needs to buy a shit ton of Bitcoin.
Do you think they already do?
I think they should. I think it's their only hope.
Help me, Obi-Wan.
Also, what? We only have 200? We only have like $200 billion worth of gold, which doesn't put a dent in the national deficit anymore.
Well, have you heard the conspiracy theory
that there's no gold? I definitely think we do. I really, really do. There's photos of the inside of it, so there's at least something in there. It might not be real gold, but it's...
That's what they want you to think.
I'm pretty sure we have the gold.
I think we have gold.
Because if we don't, then we need to move to New Zealand.
No, we need to move to... I don't know where. I don't know where
New Zealand's pretty good. I like New Zealand. If you have money in New Zealand, there's as much freedoms as there are in America.
You want to just have money? What do they use? They don't use the euro. What the hell do they use?
The New Zealand.
The New Zealand, actually? I'm saving this girl to my...
I would save that girl. She exists. She's somewhere right now in a bed with a tapestry over it.
Yeah, so does Carissa.
I don't think she has a tapestry. She just has a...
That octopus shit is a tapestry. I count it.
Octopussy is what he's called.
Actually?
Yeah, it's his
name. I thought he had a different name that was a little more PC.
Oh, they have like Greg or something. Okay. But then they also call him Octopussy.
And I have my debt pussy that
it's like an octopus, but you have 8 vaginas.
Oh, hell yeah. I wish I had 8 dicks to put in. I'm sorry to whoever has to listen to this.
Yeah, me too. No, I'm not.
Blood in the water.
The price of your greed is blood in the water. When there's blood in the water.
I love Bridal Veil Falls.
I love girls.
Bridal Veil Falls.
Any girl.
And Telluride and all that good stuff.
Let's rank Toby's girls. I bet you could do it. I'll tell you when you get it wrong.
If I can rank your girls?
Yeah, correctly.
Oh my god.
Just
goodness.
The first like 4. Or 3.
I don't know if they're... I don't know. Amara was the hottest, but she sucked. Carissa was fairly well all around, but she sucks. Amber cheated on you, but she was a good relationship until then.
Uh-huh. So let's rank them. Why would you rank them?
No, I actually don't know how, because they're each one is good in a different category, and what category are we using? What's the title of this chart?
I don't know.
We can't say best overall, because then Carissa wins. Because she's not crazy, and she didn't cheat on you, and she's not Sarah or Heidi, so she has to win.
I think Amber wins.
If we rank best relationship, Amber wins.
Yeah.
Best overall, Amber cheating takes her down
all of
a lot
Toby's
of
memories... We're looking at bubbles of memories.
Yeah, I think
which memory
Amber,
would you
I think
pick?
Amber wins.
And then second best would be Carissa. And
just
then Amara.
By default of not being crazy.
Yeah. But they've all had, out of those 4 things, those 4 things of women to avoid, they're all one of them.
Yeah. And don't even get me started on Heidi or Sarah.
Those don't matter. Those are literally
I count
almost
Sarah,
regrets.
You actually dated her. I know they can be actual regrets. That's why I defaulted them to the bottom
of
the list.
The future
can
be what you want it to be, and so I'm making the future a world where those didn't exist. Those who control the past controls the future. Those who control the present controls the past.
Okay,
George
fuck
Orwell.
It. George Soros.
George Soros said no!
You cannot go to church. George Soros is now leggings.
Leggings Mountain.
I need to start wearing my leggings.
I need to find girls that look like that. Not even look like that, are willing to be like that.
Yeah,
they can look ugly as fuck.
Sarah didn't want you to take pictures of her.
That pissed me off.
You took good ones of, Carissa. Yours of, Amara weren't great.
Amara's an actual...
Cryptozoology? Why is this a board
I
recommended for me?
I don't think Amara's that pretty.
I don't think so either.
She just had the best titties I've ever seen in my entire life.
She had good titties. How big were they? Those had to be D's.
Yeah. Fucking huge.
Large.
But they were shaped good.
Shapely? Some shapely boobies?
My girls have gotten better, excluding Sarah.
I think...
Excluding Sarah and Heidi, I'm doing fine.
I mean, Sarah was boyhood crush.
Sorry, Terrell, if this is how you're finding out.
Hey, Terrell, Heidi sucked his dick, but didn't entirely finish.
And so I dropped her off at her dorm and never talked to her again.
Can we leak this video?
No. This will be part 8, because I cut them at 23 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So this has to go to 46 minutes.
Hello, once again, audience. Tobuscus! Back at it again with another vlog.
Let's see, what happened this week? In our lives. Because all this is going to turn into is our lives, you know.
Maddie just said, lol, okay, I was going to say he just got a new car. And I said, no, he didn't. He crashed it. There's people out there who still think Toby has the Forerunner. And there's people out there who doesn't know Joseph has a girlfriend.
Doesn't know Joseph has a girlfriend. Have you ever seen The Backside of the Moon?
Dave says, can you tell my future boyfriend to get me an Osprey? And I'm going to say, Carter would have.
Here's a good one. Uh-huh. I don't think Osprey's that good of a brand. I think they're good. I think they're just, they don't stand out. They're not name brand, and that's what I mean.
Really? You don't think? To me, Osprey is name brand.
I think they're name brand, but they're not a flex.
They're like North Face. Yeah. I don't have pride wearing North Face, but they're a solid brand.
Yeah. That's fair.
I'm not flexing my Osprey, Tuesday, but it's really good.
Tuesday, we were hanging out in a group. Not Tuesday. Sunday? Sunday. Saturday, maybe Friday. Tomorrow? Friday, a week ago. A week ago last week.
Oh, we were. I thought you said we are.
Story time. I'm Snapchatting some Tinder whore, and I'm like, oh, I shouldn't send that to her. I took a video of Carissa, and then I went, oh, I probably shouldn't send that to Tinder girl. And she says, no, do it. And then the next day, it's like, buddy, we're not, within 24 hours, because she was, like, jealous that I was talking to some Tinder whore on Friday, and then on...
Were you trying to make her jealous?
Yeah. Maybe not even. Maybe I was just, I think I was just talking to some chicks, like, just talking, you know, we're not a real thing, so I'm like, whatever, I get to talk to Tinder chicks still.
Uh-huh.
And,
I thought I had snacks in here. What the hell did I do with my snacks?
That's kind of sad. I'd like to go make some ramen at your house.
I just might.
Anyways, and she got, like, jealous and was like, no, you should send that to her. Like, send that to the Tinder girl. Mm-hmm. Like, let the Tinder girl know I exist. And I was like, okay. And the next day...
Getting all possessive.
Yeah, and the next day I went to, like, give her a hug or whatever, and she goes, stop. And I'm like, what? And she goes, I think deep down you know. And I'm like, deep down I know what?
I think that could be a big part of it then.
What?
The Tinder girl. She got super jealous and didn't know how to react to that. And then she started...
You'd seen it in her eyes in the snaps all week week.
Right.
She'd pushed me away. Well, she goes, I've never really trusted a guy until like a ways into the relationship. And I'm here.
In her mind, you're a ways into the relationship.
That might be it. And I'm talking to 23 different girls on Snapchat because I'm a whore. Yeah. I'm just a straight whore. Yeah. And so.
I think you might be a gay whore, but that's all
right. It's whatever. We'll figure that out later.
Notification.
Like, if this was flipped, if and she was talking to, like, 10 guys, I'd be like, no, you're not. Why would you pick me type of a thing? Like, you have to stop talking. Like, I'd get weirdly, obsessively jealous and probably find a reason to push her away. Like, I'm saying that, like, it's possible that would be a reaction to that. Like, that's not unreasonable.
No, that's understandable. No, that's totally understandable.
So that mixed with friends don't like me.
I don't blame her. I'd be pretty pissed off if you did that.
What?
If I was about 2 weeks into just talking to Jamie on Snapchat and not having a real thing. We hadn't even gone on a date or anything. But she posted her snap on... TikTok.
Yeah, and you had a crisis. Yeah. You had a crisis.
And I'm like...
You called me, and we were like, how do I deal with this?
Yeah,
like,
you were with Sarah. And so you weren't any help. And neither was she, because she's Sarah. And no, because I was like,
I feel
like I'm getting cheated on, but I don't think... My brain tells me I don't have the right to feel that.
Yep.
Because we're not a thing.
And you get scared.
We're not exclusive. She shouldn't have to, you know, not do this. There's no expectations here. And yet, my brain had already been, like, latched on and was like, hey, maybe this is nice. I bet she's only talking to me. And so, if Carissa just had a crisis, I don't blame her at all.
Well, if she went when the same time frame went, my friends don't like Toby, a lot of people don't like Toby, So I'm not the alpha she thought I was.
I think there's only one way you can fix this.
And then on top, we'll ignore her for a month, yeah.
Yes, and then she comes back and is like, you know, I can forgive all the shit he did before because he's better than all my previous boyfriends.
And then I get up to hold her butt again or something. Yeah,
so you have to ignore her.
Yeah.
I don't see another way that this...
I don't think dating's an option. I think that's done.
It's possible. I think a lot of things could change.
She doesn't date with logic. She dates with emotion. She does the rest of her life with logic, but dates with emotion.
Why? Other than that she's a girl.
I don't think there is a why. I don't think she realizes that there's a logic. Because I made her think about it, and she like doesn't really know, and it took her a while to get it all straightened out in her head.
Right.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's not exactly a great sign, because you have to date Toby with logic. You can't date Toby with emotion.
Yeah.
Well, because then he's going to piss you off.
Yeah. Well, then he already has pissed you off, probably. But is that gay? I took an adapter for like a aux to like one of those splitters.
Dude, is sucking your dick your own?
This
dick
is a
gay?
Good point. I'll give you another $100 gift card if you can answer the question of is sucking your own dick gay?
I want to say no, and the only people who say yes are mad because they cannot.
They
suck
can't
their
suck
dick.
Their own dick, and then I think, well, you're just upset because you can't suck your own dick.
Because you are extremely unflexible, or
fat as
you
fuck.
Have a. Yeah, or fat as fuck. Or you have a tiny dick.
Everyone has a tiny dick, bro. Like, actually.
Because you've got to be flexible.
Do you think Royce from Dylan Auto has a big dick?
I'd say it's average. I don't think he has a small dick.
Yeah. He has a cut forehead, though.
Evidently, from Picky Picky.
He really wanted us to go with the FJ, though.
Yeah, no, he was like... I'm tempted to think he might just be, like, a decent person, and he's like, no, I think this is the correct thing.
Yeah.
Because...
But he explained it in the worst way possible. He took 20 minutes to compare the vehicles to cocaine and marijuana.
And
so we were
to
looking,
girls.
We were looking at... We had a $40,000 decked-out Jeep Altitude.
But,
with
like, the
huge
tiny,
lift.
Tiny penis one.
Yeah,
oh,
huge
also,
lift.
It didn't say Altitude. It said Attitude.
Did it really? Yeah. Oh,
so,
it's hideous.
So it is a Sahara trim, but it's, yeah, we Attitude.
That pisses me off.
Yeah, me too.
And then it was just this stupid decked-out vehicle, right? And, like 50 different lights on the front, and the guy was part of the Jeep club, but the thing's never been off-road from what I could tell. There's no
took it off-road.
Yeah, maybe. And
that was the most it's been off-road was what we did.
I'd believe it. Anyway, so we drove that, and then we drove an Toyota FJ Cruiser 2010, and he's like trying, he said that the FJ Cruiser was like weed, and that the
other one was cocaine, but weed is really light, and cocaine weighs more if you got the same amount in each hand, which doesn't, I'm not even, there's a lot there, and then he's like, well, you're gonna take the cocaine as long as you're going all in, and then he was like, no, but that's like a big swim, you know, you jump in and you get cold,
and
that's
then you
like,
drown.
This one wants a ring, but the other car, that's just your girlfriend, then you come back and you trade in your girlfriend to get the one that wants a ring, but you don't want the divorced girl, and...
So you're gonna get a new Jeep in 3 years.
He was black, by the way.
Which is
so he's not
irrelevant.
No, it's not. He's talking ghetto.
Yeah.
White guys don't talk ghetto.
That's correct. You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. I like Are you outfit. Buying some Patagonia?
No, I'm on Cavu, which I don't think is...
Oh, it's the shoes.
No, it's the...
They make shoes.
They do?
I think so.
You're thinking of Chacos?
No.
You're thinking of anything else, because what they're famous for is those string bags we saw.
Oh,
there.
that's the same thing.
But they're...
Those Sarah Choco girls wear those.
Yeah, exactly. Granola girls.
Sarah's not a granola girl, though. She's the don't shower part of granola girl, but not the granola part of the granola
she's
girl.
She's close. If Sarah lived in Washington or some
and
shit,
and showered,
I think she'd be a granola girl.
And had any self-esteem or pride with her own image.
If I had to put Sarah in a category... She's closer to biking, but granola is, you know...
If I had to put Sarah in any category, it would be shitty nurse.
People are basic.
And it'd be shitty nurse.
Basic
people
just fit into
one. Tell me I'm wrong.
I think you're wrong.
How?
Because She is a shitty nurse, but if I didn't know anything about her, I'd be, like, just a shitty person. I wouldn't be able to tell she's a nurse, because usually they at least pretend to, like, help people.
Oh,
Dave
yeah.
would be...
Dave's going to be a shitty nurse. Maybe be a good nurse.
Dave's interesting, because she's going to be good, but not... She
Why
won't
the hell
happy.
Is your diff lock blinking?
Oh, because I was pushing that guy in,
you
I
put
think.
It in high four.
Dude, it's always in high four.
Why? You don't have the low two?
I tried to explain that to Scott, who he's like a car guy, and he's yeah. like, wait, really? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, it's full-time, is it all-wheel drive? I'm like, no, it's full-time four-wheel drive. He's like, oh, so how's your gas? And I'm like, oh, it's the same as the truck, so I'm not, you know, I'm not doing too bad.
It's doing the same as the two-wheel one.
No, not quite.
A mile.
I'm getting, it's off right now.
Oh. 15, that's fine. That's
15 even. The 0.6 is because it was all interstate miles yesterday.
Yeah. We could check your average speed.
It doesn't
work. 20. The average speed
It's going to say 22 or 23.
24.
Mm. I don't know if that's... I don't see how that can possibly be true.
What?
That it's 24. Because I reset it and I went from Missouri going on the highway and parked it, and it said 22. It's never said anything higher than 24. It's 22, 23, or 24 is anything it's ever said.
Do you want cocaine or weed?
Most of my driving, I would have put it at 35 or 40.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Because I drive 50 going to school, basically.
But it takes into account the car sitting, going zero. That gets averaged
going
in
zero it. While it's running, though, right?
I just don't fucking know.
I don't know. I don't trust that.
Don't trust 2006 V8 Toyota 4Runners.
But only on the Toyota. Satchel pack.
Toyota.
Oh, this isn't too bad.
94 point... I would let you.
I'm gonna drop. That would be... I don't...
You know what it's like to hold someone you love, like you did it last night?
Yeah, quite a bit.
I haven't done that, but I pretended to do it a little bit, and I'm really sad that
you
I can't do it
for a never helped someone
you've
loved?
Well, with Amber, I think
you
I probably
Amber.
Loved Amber.
I think you definitely loved Amber.
I bitched
it wouldn't have
about
hurt
her
quite
for like 2 years,
much.
So... Yeah,
wouldn't have hurt quite as much if you didn't love Amber.
That cunt.
Yeah, absolute piece of shit. Fuck her, straight up.
And then I went and told all her secrets to all her friends, and then dated
and then
her best friend.
Kissy-kissy
I grabbed Zoe's boobie.
She counts as much as some of the others. We have to count her. I forgot about...
I don't want to count Zoe. Alec's still chasing her. Alec is still chasing Zoe.
Yeah, I know.
I went... Zoe's kind of cute. Had her in a week. Had her for a month, and then moved on. You know?
That's because you're not a beta.
I saw Zoe's
boobies. You didn't used to be a beta.
I don't think I've ever been a beta. I think I've been an insecure alpha, but I've never been a beta.
I think this past week you were a beta.
Yeah, because I was exactly... Yeah, yeah. yeah because I went, oh, no, girl, give me spare some coochie.
Please, ma'am, spare some coochie. I don't... The main reason I don't want to talk about Ziara is because I realized, like, after the fact, I was like, why did I get so upset? I got upset because I was the beta here, and then she had all the power... And it's like, well, that sucks. I don't want to give someone else the power, but it was there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And once it's like that, then you can't undo it. So you just got to drop it.
Yep. They either have the power or they don't. And if they have the power to hurt you, take it away.
Yeah. So that's all I have to say about
Sorry,
that.
Sorry, Chris. Never going to talk to you ever again.
I maybe in a month, but...
I want to make a video of everything we did in... the friend group, my friend group, did in Estes tonight. I brought my mouse in my computer.
How much video did you take there?
Probably 25, 30 minutes.
Dude, nice. Do you have Enough. A song for it already?
No, we should. I want to do that radical face one.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we can go back.
I hope Grandma's awake. I still don't want to talk to her, though. She's going to ask if I vacuumed, and I'm going to have to...
Lie or actually vacuum?
I think I'm just going to have to lie, because it's Sabbath now.
It is Sabbath.
And I didn't vacuum last week.
We have a whole nother day to do nothing.
Possibly. Jamie thinks that we're hanging out tomorrow. I didn't explicitly say that. I was like, She's like, hey, what do you want to do tonight? And I'm like, I'm hanging out with Toby tonight. And so she's like, oh, okay, we'll do it Saturday then.
And you haven't corrected for that. And I don't think that's wrong.
I didn't.
I just haven't.
So maybe
haven't.
I'll split my day 50-50 with you and her. Because I haven't seen you in a while. And so I feel bad about that. Because I actually want to see you. Whoa, that's a coyote.
Actually? Holy shit. That is a coyote. That's not a dog. He's chill as fuck, too. Hit him, bro. That's a fat-ass coyote. Coyote. You got a video of coyote?
No.
You retard. You have to flash on. You've got 20 seconds. Take coyote in Holmes Lake, Nebraska.
Toby, you wanna...
Floor it, bro. Floor it, bro. Just let him go. You got a picture of him.
No, I didn't. That's why I was... Look.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, there's a coyote, bro. Jesus Christ. I can't take a photo. I'm recording audio.
I did not get a picture.
Oh, dude, bro.
I mean, I wouldn't have gotten much of a better one had it been in focus, but then I at least could have been like, oh, look, you could tell it's a coyote because of the way it is, but now it's just like, what the hell is that?
I did a full 360 in my car on this on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah, on Saturday night at like 3 a.m. with Daniel, not Daniel. Daniel, Dylan, and Sarah. I pulled the e-brake, whooped it around, and like came around and like kept going the same direction. And I thought that was really cool because I've never been that cool before. I don't tell anyone that I'm a good driver. No one.
Shh.
Not a single person.
A little secret. Anyway, I think I'm just gonna tell Grandma I vacuumed because I did all the other stuff, like watered the plants and took out the trash, and I mopped the floors.
You think she'll be able to tell? Think she'll care to notice?
She'll notice, but here's the thing: she finds shit anyway. She goes, "There's a like." She actually does this, and it pisses me off a little bit. She's like, "Joseph, can you get the little speck of dirt like over there?" And there's like a little like piece of glitter, but all she does is sit in the chair all day, and her eyesight is pretty good, and so she'll see across the room like a little like crumble of food, you know, underneath the table.
And she's like, "Why is there dirt there?"
Yeah, and she's like, "Hey, can you get that?" And I'm like, "Holy shit, I actually didn't see it." And she's like, "No, you're just saying that so you don't have to do it." And I'm like, "No, I actually didn't see that. Why is your in four wheel drive still blinking?"
Did you break your truck?
Oh, wait, no, it's the locking differential.
Your button. You locked your diff sitting there, bro?
Evidently, with my foot.
You ever heard of a diff?
It was blinking, so I didn't...
Do we want to end it at 23?
I don't think it went on.
2:23 minute episode? We all say goodbye.
Peace out.
Nigger.